Welcome to the Grace Place Weekly Podcast. No matter your size, age, shade, or background, here you'll receive compelling lessons suited to help guide your walk with Christ and your relationships with others. Please join us now for this week's podcast, recorded live from Grace Place in St. Paul, Minnesota.
I'm just going to preach just a very short time. I've already been told you don't really need to preach today. It's a party. This feels like a party, but I got to give you something you can take with you. This is really big. I will speak quickly. I'm not going to cheat the message. I just want you to know that, but I do not have to speak this long because you're going to get this. In Mark chapter 11, please, if you'll put up just the second portion of that verse, let's start with verse 22. Mark 11, 22. I'll tell you the story. Jesus is walking down the street and he's hungry, so he goes to a fig tree, but there are no figs on the tree in Mark 11. He's on his way to the temple, and he says to the fig tree, "No one's ever going to eat fruit from you again." Goes on, the next day when they come back, that fig tree had withered up. God's not mad at trees. Jesus is not hateful. The idea was that fig tree did not suffer pain because trees do not have feelings. I know this is a liberal state, but trees don't have feelings. So the boys, Jesus' buddies, Peter and the guys say, "Look at that tree. That tree withered up from the roots overnight because of what you said." And Jesus is making a point. He's not talking about fig trees. He's not trying to eat figs. He's going to make a huge spiritual, eternal point. And he says in verse 22, Mark 11, 22, "Have faith in God." Listen to me. This is his response to cursing a fig tree. So please don't think about fig trees. Think about the fact that Jesus was able to speak a word and something happened. Something physical. Everybody say physical. Something very real. Say real. Something very real happened because of the words of Jesus. And he said, in response to this amazement, "Have faith in God. I tell you the truth. If anyone says to this mountain," everybody say, "Speak to the mountain." If somebody speaks to the mountain and says, "Go throw yourself into the sea," and doesn't doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says, everybody says, say. Say it, whatever you say will happen, it will be done for him. Now I'm freaking out about that verse. I'm happy about that because I realize that what Jesus is leaving us is a legacy of faith. Have faith in God. He didn't say have faith in your words. Please let me correct the madness of about 45 years of charismania. Don't have faith in your words. People say, "Well, your words are powerful, and there's a whole bunch of principles and a lot of books that are written about how you can speak yourself." Let me just tell you something. You can say words and hear yourself speak. It'll change your attitude. But you have to change your thinking. Words are powerful in that when they touch people, they're effective. Right? But you can stand all day and talk to fig trees, and not one of them's going to dry up. Because it's not your word. It's the word of the Lord in you. It's having faith in God. Listen carefully to me. The reason people fail in healings and miracles is because God didn't say it. Have faith in God. Then he says, say to the mountain. Right? The next verse, "Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you received it, and it will be yours." So he has speaking to the mountain, and he has praying. Both of them are under the umbrella of have faith in God. Somebody say, "I have faith in God." Come on, confess your faith. Say, "I have faith in God. I have faith in God. I have faith. I have faith in God." Right? So he says, speak to the mountain. And there are times when, by the power of the Spirit, what seems to be a mountain to you, a mountain of thought, a mountain of problems, finances, sickness. Boy, there's a lot of stuff that can bring trouble into your life. And the Lord will give you the faith to believe God in spite of the size of the problem, because he talked to a fig tree and told us to talk to a mountain. I wish he would have reversed the order. It would have made more sense to me. If he would have cast out a mountain, I could think I can do a fig tree. But he did a fig tree and said, "Now you go sick them." You get the big one, right? It doesn't make sense to me. But he's not talking about mountains and trees. He's talking about God. Have faith in God. And he said, speak to that mountain, and if you believe it, that mountain will go. Somebody say, praise the Lord. All right, I've been 3 weeks talking about this. You could at least say amen now. I've been 3 weeks trying to preach the same message, Scotty. Okay, now, so we got this mountain, and we got this idea of speaking to it. Please look at Genesis chapter 22. Genesis chapter 22. You should bring your Bibles to church. Everybody said amen. And you should bring a notebook with you, because you can't take this screen where these verses are home. You have to have something to look at yourself when you're at home. Genesis 22, it's the great story of Abraham being tested by God with his son Isaac. He has his son Isaac, the promised seed, Isaac, and God tested Abraham, verse 1, Genesis 22, 1, and he said to him, Abraham, here I am, he replied. Then God said, take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love. Go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I will tell you about. Everybody say, on the mountain. Now you're going to have to go up on top of the mountain, and I want you to sacrifice Isaac, and I'm going to show you where it is. Abraham gets up early. If you'll just scroll these verses as you recognize as I cover them, please. He saddled his donkey, takes his servants. He took wood for the burnt offering, and he heads out to where God takes him. Verse 4, the third day, Abraham looks up, and he saw the place in the distance. Would you please underline your Bible, you who have been in the graduate school of the Holy Spirit? Some of you have not. Today I'm going to give you something to ponder, something to think about this week. Some of you wonderful Bible students. I want you to, this is not part of my message, but I have to stop and tell you this, okay? On the third day, Abram looked up and saw the place in the distance. He started out not knowing which place he was supposed to go to. God said, I'm going to show you. Abraham recognized the place without another word from God. So there's a journey between the word and the finding of the place. Joe, this is really big. The Holy Ghost spoke to me about this, and I need you guys, some of you, to hear me. Hear me now. The Lord is going to direct you, and you are going to have an understanding, not another word. You're waiting for God to speak to you, and he has already spoken. What you need now is to have a deep sense of understanding. That's it. How do you know? It's in my knower. There are some things I cannot explain to you as your pastor. Some things, and I have never said this to you. Look at me. I am not a used car salesman. I'm not a lawyer. I'm a pastor, and it's almost just as bad. Look at me. Trust me. There are some things I can't explain. I just know in my knower. That we should leave the offering here a minute because somebody is going to get release in their spirit. So you take two offerings, and some people can gripe and complain and say, oh my God, look at him manipulate the people. But other people say, I think that's right. I didn't have to have a word from God. I know something in my spirit that said, now that's it. That song, Nate, now that's it. Go on, brother. You got another one? Go on. Why? Because I haven't got a word, but I recognize in my spirit. This is for the graduate school of the Holy Spirit. This is for some of you that ought to say amen right now, because you know there are times when you wish you'd have said it in your ear and all you got was a right there. I will move on quickly now. He saw that place. He said to the servant, stay here with the donkeys. I'm going to go and worship. And everybody say, we will come back to you. How many of you know you need the faith to say, I'm going up on this mountain. I'm going to kill this boy just like God said, but we're both coming back. That's faith. That's faith. Now, you want to know where faith is. It's right there when he said, we're coming back. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Okay, Abraham took the wood, the burnt offering, placed it on his son. He carried the knife and the fire, and the two of them went up together. And Isaac said, Father, Abraham said, yes, my son. The fire and the wood are here. Isaac said, this is verse 7, where is the lamb? Where's the lamb? One of the great verses of the Old Testament, one of the top verses in the whole Bible. Abraham answered, God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. I love the old King James Version rendition of that same sentence. For God will provide himself as the ram. You don't have to be in the graduate school of the Holy Spirit to get goosebumps about that when he said God will be the ram. Because now looking back, we realize that that was Jesus. That's a type of Jesus. That's God Almighty showing up saying, I will provide. When they reached the place that God told him about, Abraham built an altar. He arranged the wood. He bound his son. He laid him on the altar on the top of the wood. And he reached his hand and took the knife. Verse 10, but the angel of the Lord, verse 11, called out to him from heaven, Abraham, Abraham. He said, here I am. And verse 12, the angel said, don't lay a hand on the boy. Don't do anything to him. I know you fear God. You've not withheld your son, your only son. Abraham looked up, and there in a thicket, he saw the ram. I got to preach this just a minute, though. This is not my main point either, if you don't mind me taking an extra 30 seconds today. Listen to me. When you do what God says, when you say what God says you're supposed to say, then you will see the ram. You've got it backwards. You're waiting on God to do something before you respond. If he speaks to you and says give or pray for that person or make that phone call or go there or do that, he's waiting for you to do, to obey. He's waiting for you to obey the Spirit, what you feel. Get there. If you'll get there, I'll be there. He saw the ram. I've been on the mountain and I've seen the ram. God is going to do great things now, not in the future, not tomorrow. He's right now doing great things. Abraham looked and saw the ram caught by its horns. He went over, took the ram, and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. That's one of the greatest insteads you'll ever read. If that were you, baby, you'd underline instead. If your name was Isaac, you would underline instead. Come on now. See, I got about six messages. I could preach six of them to you, but I'm trying to get to one. So Abram called that place, the Lord will provide. Now, we just sang that. We just sang, he's more than enough. Abraham called that place, the place that he knew he was supposed to go to, though he didn't get another directive. That place where God showed up, where the ram came, where the ram was offered instead of Isaac, he called that place the Lord will provide. Now, this is, verses can be divided into two parts. This is Genesis 22, 14b. That's how you write your notes if you're going to look at the second part of a verse. The first part, he said, the Lord will provide. I'm going to focus on B. B. Genesis 22, 14b. And to this day it is said, on the mountain of the Lord, it will be provided. He saw the ram. He has this incredible story, one of the most amazing foreshadowings in the Old Testament. This is a marvelous story. And he said, the Lord will provide. And then it is said to this day, future tense, on the mountain of the Lord, it will be provided. Please get your pen out if you're note takers. Please get your phone out if you put stuff on your phones. I'm going to give you a big one. Mike, this is a big one. I've come today to say to you as your pastor, the Lord spoke to me. God spoke words to me and said, some mountains are for speaking to. Mark 11. Some mountains are for speaking to, and some mountains are for climbing. Scott, I told you to hear the word of the Lord today. Several people, I want you to hear the word of the Lord. Some mountains are for speaking to. Some things come to pass. Some things come into your life, and God intends you to deal with it with authority, to speak against it, Mary, to pray over for healing. But then there are some mountains that God intends for you to climb. They're not done in a day. Joe, you said to me at breakfast the other day that the Spirit of the Lord has been dealing with you about the verse that says, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened to you. Do you know that asking is a momentary? Jesus said it in the last part of Mark 11. Ask whatever you ask. If you have faith in God, if you believe what you ask, you'll get it. Somebody say ask. There's nothing wrong with that. I love it when my little grandkids ask. I love it. Then there's knock. That's also knock. Bam. You knock on the door. Knock. It's going to be open to you. That's what he said. Did he say that? How many of you love those? How many of you love those instant miracles, those times when you say, man, it's happening right now? You're asking, you come to church and you go, heaven's door opens. You got it, baby. But then there's the seek. Then there's this other thing. I heard last night at 5:45 p.m., specifically, the word of the Lord. Some mountains are for speaking to. Cindy, some mountains are for climbing. And it is the most encouraging word I have had from God in 20 years, since before I became your pastor. He spoke to me about 20 years ago and put a word of encouragement in my heart that has not left my blood system. It has given me the encouragement to stand in this thing. Terry talked about things that have gone past. Some of you new people don't know. This church has been through trouble just like every church. We survived it. But I stood right here and praised the Lord because I had a word from the Lord. He spoke to me then, and he spoke to me last night at 5:45 and said, there are some mountains that are for climbing. And it injected into my spirit a spirit of a desire to, a belief that I'm going to make it to the top of this mountain. This mountain is not to be cast out. This issue is not to be cast into the sea. This one is to be climbed. And if he's going to meet me at the top, if he's going to meet me at the top of this mountain, I'm going to climb it. Because when I get to the top of the mountain, there's going to be provision. He's going to show up in power and in glory. And it's going to affect more than just me, Jonathan. It means that 99 years, I've been 17 years, Gloria. We've been a long time. Some of you have waited. You've walked and you walked and you're climbing. You got a knife. You got the fire. He provided along the way. You got stuff you need. You've had what you need. But let me tell you, when you get to the top of the mountain, you got to get to the top of this mountain because that's where God provides. It's not halfway up. It's not at your door. It's not the first Sunday. It's not the first 17 years. It's not when you think it ought to happen. You keep walking until the very moment that the knife is raised and you are willing to sacrifice all that you own, all that you have, all that you love, the promise. Everything he said to you seems like right now it's on the altar, Mike. We're about to sacrifice the very thing God said was supposed to be ours. The confusion, the moment, the racking pain in your heart because you realize if God doesn't show up right now, I walked up this mountain, I lived these years, I pastored this church, I stayed married to that man, I kept this job, I just kept going for nothing. But God said some mountains are for climbing. And when you get to the top of the mountain, on the top of this mountain, listen, on the top of this mountain, it will be said. When you get to the top of the mountain, the Lord will provide. And I want to encourage you, Cindy. I want to encourage you, Cindy. Listen to me. Keep walking, girl. Keep walking. The fire of your testimony, the anointing on your ministry. You've seen it. You had the knife. You had the fire. Oh, yeah. But God's saying, if you climb this mountain, I'm going to meet you on the top of this mountain with a story that's going to roll. It's going to roll down through generations. It's a story of hope. It's a story of saying, I know I came to the brink, and I know I almost doubted and I almost quit, but I went to the top of the mountain because this one wasn't to be cast out. This pain, this suffering, this confusion, this doubt. And listen to me, I believe in victory, but I got my feet on the ground. There are things that come into life because life and chance happens to everybody. Stuff happens. Things happen. God will intervene. But some of the times you pray, it's gone. You knock and it's opened. And then sometimes you have to climb that mountain. And I'm here to tell you, we're looking at 100 years in the eye. And the Holy Ghost put on the pastor of this 100-year-old church on the first Saturday in October,
99 years in. Keep marching. Keep walking. Because what's happening is, on the other side of that mountain, I'm going to meet you. And when you don't see anything, God is up to something. And he's working his way up. And what's going on right now is the joy of faith. The joy of receiving is greater than the joy of faith. But you never enjoy seeing until you say it or climb it. Let's stand, shall we? I'm encouraging you today. Ooh. Lift your hands, please. Father, I pray the spirit of understanding on these people with all of your wisdom. Solomon said, get understanding. I pray the understanding. Lift your hands. I want to pray for you that you would know the difference. Should you speak to this mountain or do you climb this mountain? Some of you are discouraged because you had an expectation that God would remove it. And he said, climb it. And in Jesus' name, I pray that there would be a sense in your spirit like Abraham, that's the mountain I'm to climb. Amen. On the way to church today for the first time ever, I called Jim Brannon. I called my friends. I called different people, talked to different people. Jim Brannon pastors in Livermore, California, right out on the West Coast. It's a two-hour difference. I called him on the way to church today, and I said, Jim, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me yesterday and said some mountains are for speaking, other mountains are climbing. I told him about Mark 11. I told him about Genesis chapter 22. And he started crying. He got all crazy. He said, Mickey, you're not going to believe this. This is our 27th anniversary. Today is the 27th anniversary of our church. He said, and you're calling me to tell me climb on. Move on, baby. His wife texted Terry after we got in the church today and said, Jim is crying and shouting and the kids are all excited and everybody's feeling it because a word from the Lord came 2,500 miles and moved that man to say, if the lamb, if God is on the top of the mountain, then by God, I'm not going to stop in this crevice and I'm not going to turn around at this big rock. I'm going to the top of this mountain because he said, climb this mountain. And if that will breathe on you, if the Spirit of God will breathe that into you today and breathe that into your head, you will write on the mirror. My wife wrote on our mirror in our bathroom, don't quit, about 6 weeks ago. And I said to her, aren't you glad you haven't given up on me? I'm worth fighting for. You didn't think she was going to give up on Jesus now, did you? That's about me, boys. And you need to hear me. There are mountains to speak to, and there are mountains to climb. And I today commission you, mountain climbers.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope this message has been a blessing to you. You can subscribe to this podcast via iTunes. To learn more about Grace Place, please visit our website at graceplacemn.org. Thanks for listening. May God bless you this week.